Our gospel reading today is from Luke chapter 19. I'll begin with verse 9. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to them, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Friend, this is the word of the Lord. When we hear familiar texts like the story of Zacchaeus, oftentimes we're intrigued with deep questions that we've had unresolved perhaps for since we first heard this scripture. How did a person named Zacchaeus gather in this one passage of Scripture when none of the other Gospels covered it? And better yet, how did Jesus know his name was Zacchaeus? And not only how did Jesus know his name was Zacchaeus, but how did Zacchaeus know that Jesus was coming that way? There's much unresolved in this writing of Luke. But as it presents for us questions, it gives us also many more answers. Answers of life and faith and guidance as we in the spirit of Zacchaeus find ourselves at times seeking the face of the Lord. It seems inspiring that as Zacchaeus was vigorous, energetic, running throughout the passage, Luke says he was hurrying to see Jesus, to catch a glimpse of him. That the writer here, Luke, is reminding us, as we've learned on our Wednesday night Bible study, as we're taking that journey through the New Testament, the overview of these writers, that Luke is the only writer in the New Testament that was Gentile, that was not of the Jewish heritage. So Luke, throughout his writings, he wants us to understand that this is a God. The God of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, came not just for the chosen people, but for all people of the earth. For any who will trust and believe in him, the gift of salvation is ours. That's the message, Luke hammers home throughout this theme in his book called the Gospel of Luke. But not only does Luke remind us that Jesus came for all people, but here in this passage, he takes us back that he even came for the most sinful among us. When we're at our worst, God is at his best. When we are most broken, God's grace indeed, in the words of Paul, who was the close friend of Luke, God's grace is all the more sufficient. So here, just as Jesus came for the sinful Zacchaeus, he came to conquer the sin in all of us. This message that reminds us that as Zacchaeus sought Jesus, there's a more important seeking in our scripture, that Jesus sought Zacchaeus. Isn't that the way it is so often in our life? Sometimes we feel like we're looking for Christ. We're looking for peace in our life, for joy, for a restoration from brokenness. And we find that all along, God was seeking us. In the words of Zacchaeus, as he was in that tree, as he was looking down, trying to just catch a glimpse of Jesus, the Lord stops, looks up, and calls Zacchaeus to him. Friends, some of the greatest darknesses and challenges in my life have been times where I felt so alone, separated from God, trying to get the answer, trying to get to peace, yearning to be restored. And I find that God was there all along, loving, comforting, guiding me with His grace. That's the message of Zacchaeus. And that's our message. That there's nothing we do to receive God's love. It's His gift. Did you notice that in this passage that Zacchaeus really does nothing to merit a visit from Jesus? He's not made a pledge to restore anything he's taken. He's not made the pledge yet to give back fourfold anything he's defrauded. No, Zacchaeus has done nothing but simply sought Jesus, sought His presence, and Jesus brought restoration. Jesus, in fact, hammers it here, Luke does, to say to us, it's not what Zacchaeus does that Jesus has relationship with him, but it's really what Jesus does. Here in verse 5, Jesus said, Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today. You see, the work there is not on Zacchaeus. The work there is upon Jesus. He's the one who embraces what must be done. As Jesus, our Lord, is on His journey now to Jerusalem, in just a few weeks we'll hear as He's headed into the holy city for the passion to embrace the cross of Calvary, one of the last things He does in Scripture for the Gospel of Luke, is He says symbolically, just as I must embrace fellowship with you, Zacchaeus, I must embrace the cross for all of creation to conquer the sin of a broken world, to give us the gift of life that's found only in Him. You know elsewhere in Scripture, we hear of the joy. Paul hammers us in Philippians of the joy that's found in our Lord. But here even in this gospel, Zacchaeus gives us a hint of what happens when we receive the gift and love of grace through our Lord. It says in verse 6 that Zacchaeus was happy to be in God's presence. Wow, haven't we all known that? The happiness that transcends circumstances or hardships or events in our life, that is known as joy, and that's what Zacchaeus experiences here. He is happy not because of anything he has done, but because Jesus has come near and dwelt with him. Friends, whatever you're going through in life, if there's a dark time that you're traveling through now, if you feel that happiness is fleeting and hard to find, if there's peril and anxiousness at every turn, then in the spirit of Zacchaeus, in every way you can, through prayer, through devotion, through worship, grow in the presence of Jesus and in the spirit of Zacchaeus. We too will find our happiness restored by being with the one who loves us more than anything or anyone else in our world. That's the gift, the happiness of the Lord, the joy that comes from on high. But you know, as we receive this gift of grace, as we receive salvation, as God talks about in our scripture today, He said that salvation came to even this house, for He too is a son of Abraham. Salvation, friends, is not just something to come. And if that's all it was, we could never stop glorifying and proclaiming God's goodness in our life. But salvation that Zacchaeus knew here now, it's not just a future promise. It's a promise now. That when Jesus Christ conquers our brokenness, it changes us from that day forward. We know more joy, more happiness, more life. But you see, also in this scripture that Zacchaeus had a response. His response was, he said, I'm going to give half of my wealth to the poor. During that tradition, the tithe of almsgiving, giving to the poor, was actually the call of the faith was about 5%. Zacchaeus puts another zero on the end and says, I'm going to give half, not 5%. He says, I'm going to repay fourfold. He does all of this as a reminder to us not to get God to love him, but because God does love him. It's the response for faith. And friends, I'm convinced that our happiness is rooted in that as well. Yes, it begins in our relationship with Christ, but it grows as we grow in the image of Christ and share His love with the world around us. If we truly want to be happy, then walk in the ways of God. Zacchaeus sees his sin in this passage and he puts it to the side. He learns and he yearns that true happiness in life also involves a turning away from the world, away from whatever separates us from God, and turning to the love of Jesus Christ. You know, many of us and sometimes find ourselves plagued with those substances or those events that separate us from Jesus. I remember a friend that I had for many years. His name was Jim, and he suffered from alcohol addiction. And at times you would have to laugh to stop from crying. Don't we find ourselves in those situations at times? Those comical events he would do. I remember one time on a hunting trip, and he was up over a balcony, and he was standing over the rail, and below him was a table, and he leaned over the balcony too far, and he fell, and he just bursted down on the table. And everybody ran to him and shook him and said, Jim, are you okay? He said, I don't know. I just got here. We had to find the humor to keep from crying. But so often, addictions or abuses in our life, that symbolic message of Jim symbolizes much for us. We reach for the high, whatever it is, whether it's eating too many turnip greens or shopping too much. It can be a substance, or it can be anything that we get out of balance in our life. That is the sin that's plaguing us. For Zacchaeus, it was as well. For my friend Jim, it was his alcohol addiction. For us, it may be power or prestige. But it's those things that we put before our relationship with God. And as long as those relationships, those substances, those events take precedence, we'll never find true happiness. We, like Jim, will continue to be up here real high and down here real low when we come crashing down from the rail that let us down, when we reached over just a little too far beyond the addiction and gravity overcame and tossed us down and we said, I'm broken. Friend, Zacchaeus found a turning point in his life. Zacchaeus found that what he sought as position and power in this world really left him alone. You see how alone he was in our passage? No one wanted to be with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was all alone as he traveled to see Jesus. He couldn't get an image because he was in the crowd. Those weren't friends. Those were strangers. Strangers that didn't like Zacchaeus, didn't want to be with Zacchaeus. He yearned to have so much and had lost everything. But in Jesus, he found himself renewed. And finally, friends, there's one other thing that we're called to. When we embrace the love of Christ, when we turn from the sin in every way we can that separates us from Christ, we embrace another call upon us too. And the spirit of Zacchaeus. Did you hear where Jesus proclaimed this? Salvation has come not to Zacchaeus, but salvation has come to this house. Wow. Friends, when salvation came to you, did that effect go out from you too like it did Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was not just saved from his sin for himself, but for his entire family. In other words, his faith became contagious, and he lived it and loved it with his family around him. Friends, that's our call. As spiritual leaders in our home, as mamas and daddies, as teachers in our classroom, as children witnessing to our parents, when we know the love of Christ, then we, like Zacchaeus, are a funnel that pours into those around us that salvation and love and hope may come to our entire household and all we know. That we may share the happiness of Zacchaeus, that a world seeking to be saved. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you come to us like Zacchaeus. As we seek for more in our life, we find that in you we are already sought. And we, as we are saved by your grace and restored forever, are called to turn from the things that separate us. And when we do, we find our true joy, our true happiness, is not in the things of the world, but found in you. May you grow your grace more and more in us as we glorify you in what we do and say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.